What's up, good people? It's your girl DL Cows back with another episode. And on episode 3, we are talking about the idea of coming healed to any type of relationship. So here we go. Let's get it. Win the day, because the day is already won. Let's go. I gotta win. Win the day. It's today. A great day to be great. No, I can't sit back and wait. No, I gotta win. Win the day. It's today. A great day to be great. No, I can't sit back.
Oh, hey y'all.
Oh my gosh.
You know, fresh braids. It's like, get into it. Ask me how I am.
On the mental health scale from 1 to 10, what are you today?
I'm about a 15.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Head real big. Braids real cute. Shout out to Shelby. Shook locks. I'm sorry. But yes, feeling really good, feeling really great. Went to therapy today. I'm just feeling like the man of the year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm on one. I'm going to bring it down a lot of notch.
Okay. So I am feeling about a 9. Mm. I'm just feeling good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm feeling a 9.
Yeah, you giving. Your vibes is giving. Vibes is giving. I thought you was going to say a 10 because you know. We just now seeing each other for the first time today. So,
Yes. So, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm really chilling, mellowed out. The drink of today for the podcast is banana scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good. It's my own handcrafted tea mixed with some good handcrafted scotch. So yeah,
it's very good, very light.
Yes, it is. The flavors pair really well together. But let's go ahead and get into some things really quick before we start talking fully about coming healed, what that means, what that looks like, and all this other craziness or whatever. We're about to get into the moon, sun, and the stars, because there is a lot going on. There's a lot being aligned and trying to get together. So if you feel like your communication is being shot to shit, your tech is crashing or up and down emotionally, thank Mercury being in retrograde for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Yes, good people, we are affected by the sun, moon, stars, and planets all alike. Per usual, I always say this, right now isn't a good time to make big decisions. Okay. Watch out for that. Steer clear of big decisions, but it is a great time for self-care and tying up any type of loose ends and things like that. Kind of like looking very, very, very closely to the details, and also gaining closure for some things. And amongst this whole retrograde as well is the solar eclipse, which is happening on Monday, and it's supposed to like shatter the power grids and stuff, and like really burn some stuff down. Like,
we probably won't have power. If y'all notice now, like, our phones are tripping. Like, I know for a fact my phone service has been tripping, and it's not nothing that I can call and complain about. It's just really like all around tripping, like, and a couple people around me as well. And also I want to add to what you said, to watch out, it's not a time to make big decisions. It's also a time to watch your attitude and the way you are approaching people.
Yep. I was actually about to get into that.
Oh.
So no, all good. But yeah, so with the solar eclipse, it's supposed to wipe out technology, scorch the earth, and so on. So prepare. FYI, the Simpsons haven't been wrong yet. We will see if they are wrong come Monday, April 8th.
Yeah.
And also with the retrograde, things may come up in relationships that force conversations, healing, and growth. So slow down, take a beat, and focus on your inner growth and shadow work. Manifest your highest self, refocus, and cross y'all's T's, and y'all's I's, and the lowercase J's. Okay. Mm-hmm. And speaking of relationships.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get to the meat of things today. Let's talk about the idea of coming healed and what that means. Like, what even is that, and why is that a thing?
Okay, like, let's get right into it. So, for starters, I first seen this on social media. Like, don't come, you know, like, it's like a thing. Like, don't come to me if you ain't healed. Come healed. Before you come over here trying to get my number, before you hop into my DM, you need to be healed. But, like, honestly, what does that look like? Because what it's like, it gives kind of surface level. But then again, we don't know what being healed in a relationship or friendships. We don't know what that looks like until a situation come up for you to communicate and test healing. Or are you even, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. are you even on? Are you being intentional about healing? Like, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we start?
I
go from here.
I don't personally think there's a such thing as being completely healed. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, healing is an ongoing process because life is an ongoing process. We're made up of parts. And in those parts, there's like phases. And there's phases of healing in those parts. So once one phase is healed, we're most definitely going to revisit that same part and go to the second stage. And that phase is waiting to boil over for our attention, basically. It's kind of how I see it. Mm-hmm. Then that process of the healing starts again in a new way because there's a new thing. It's just, to me, it just doesn't make sense to say, oh, yeah, I'm healed from. I'm like,
yeah,
in a way. But
and see, when that happens, I think they'd be see. When you read it on social media and then when you're actually in a relationship, and I can speak for myself because like on social media, the thing I think they be talking about being healed as in like being over your ex or, you know, like they social media love to bring up childhood trauma, but they don't understand childhood trauma for real. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying everybody on social media don't understand, but it's like if you're telling some, I feel like that's not a requirement. Coming healed because. You don't know. You healing every day.
Mm-hmm.
You going through more stuff every day. So it's just like if it's gonna be a come heal situation,
And like speaking of like being like healed from exes, that's such a I've never heard that phrase before. Boo. Because. Heal from an ex. I don't know.
It's like, is it maybe like being over them or not messing with them anymore?
I don't know. Maybe. But I just look at life differently.
Yeah.
Because every person that I've come across is a part of my journey.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no part of my journey that I omit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because without these people, these experience, I'm not at this point right now.
Exactly. You learn something through it.
Again, it's healing. Like, and anyways, like I believe if you're healed, quote unquote, you will be more vulnerable to being broken again, or you know, more vulnerable to getting hurt, being depressed, to pain and suffering, to grief. It's like having the mindset of being healed stunts your growth. Like, for example, when someone passes away,
mm-hmm.
and it could be something very, somebody that's very close to you or whatever. A lot of people say, you know, grieving is, it never stops. There's like this desperation and it's like, that's because something, your mindset is stunting your growth because grieving is a suffering. Like it's a continuous suffering. Day by day, and that's not how we should be living. Like, it's just that it doesn't coincide. Like, are you really learning how to die? And that's what living is all about, is dying. Living is literally all about dying. So, but you don't have to suffer while you die.
Because you're supposed to sit in that. You're supposed to actually sit in that, understand it, and then you find out how to make a new relationship on the, you know, like in a new way.
Yeah, and you start healing. Start healing. Exactly. Some people, like when we stay depressed or we stay in this state of grief, in this grief mind frame about certain things, that's when the seasonal depression and all this stuff comes in. And sometimes that's when depression and adjustment disorder comes in because the healing journey has stopped. This death or this loss of whatever has jolted your growth and your healing process. Mm-hmm. So again, there's no such thing as actually being healed, like, until you take your last breath.
And see, like, for me, I can speak for me when it comes to, like, healing in a relationship. For me, coming here, I didn't even start my healing journey when me and Dee first got together. So, like, I didn't even know if I was healed, she was healed. That wasn't a thing. It was just, like, the healing came. The healing really came because we actually wanted to, we like to grow together. We like to communicate. We like to figure out new ways how to, you know what I'm saying, communicate and, like, new ways to grow and things. So it's like with us, healing literally came along. Healing is still happening now. I'm in therapy now, learning new stuff, steady healing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, and it took certain situations in my relationship for me to even know that this part of me needs to be healed. It took certain situations with, like, my parents and stuff for me to know, oh, this needs to be healed. It took certain situations with my siblings, certain situations losing friends and, like, you know what I'm saying, having friend breakups and just, like, different stuff. So it's just, like, we can't really put pressure on somebody to be healed, because it's like healing is an ongoing process.
Yeah. And I do believe, like, yeah, you should be over your ex, but
you should have some boundaries and some standards.
Like, yeah, like
it's morals.
Okay? Yeah, like you there shouldn't be, like, a point in you going to do the next thing or, like, moving on or whatever without actually moving on. Like, moving on is one thing, and healing from whatever happened in a previous relationship is another. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and the thing is, sometimes your healing process from whatever, it could have been a traumatic relationship, who knows? The healing may not just come directly after the relationship. You may be in another relationship when you're starting to heal these parts. You may be in your new relationship for years and need closure for whatever reason, because something came up. Like, it's just a process, but you just have, there's a moral ground and a standard. Like, just, you know, have some respect. There's nothing wrong with needing to get closure or, you know, needing to even revisiting some things. Mm-hmm. There's really not a problem with it. You just got to communicate. Yeah, so
I'm going to bring some old stuff up. And when I say old stuff, I'm not saying, like, old stuff that we have healed and grew from. I'm talking about old stuff, like, in my past, or, like, if a situation, you know what I'm saying? If I see light being shed on that and I see growth, or I see ways that, oh, that's why that, I'm going to bring it up because it can be talked about. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, if the communication, if you have an open communication and a honest and a safe, brave communication space, it works. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So it's like, we have that. Mm-hmm. So we can talk and we can bring up whatever. I'm telling you, we can really bring up whatever. We know a lot about each other or whatever, but the coming heel, I just don't like that for the girlies and the dudes. And the girlies put that on the dudes a lot, actually.
Yeah, and
it's like weird. They need help healing.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about healing now, the conversation of healing, mm-hmm. because that's something that wasn't there. It's like literally a taboo. Like, ain't nothing wrong with me. Heal from what? You know, yeah. That was really, like, the trend.
It's really a culture. Trend.
Yeah,
it's really a trend, but it's just like,
yeah,
it's just,
and we have to stop, treating our men so just like they can't do anything and all this. Like, they need help healing just like you do. And honestly, the mindset of coming healed being a requirement, that's a whole healing journey in itself. Yeah. Let's start there and don't stop.
Yeah.
Like, what
sure.
What are you hiding? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. What's going on? What you're pretending.
Yeah.
But so should coming healed be a requirement? To me, no, I don't think so.
To me, know as well. Yeah, like, because it comes on the journey.
Yeah.
It comes with the relationship, for real. And that's in all type of relationships. Parent-child, siblings, intimate, you know what I'm saying? It comes.
Yeah. So, like, I got some notes jotted down, so I'm going to read them, like, and we'll, like, pick them apart. So, relationships of any kind are mirrors. We long for growth, whether we know it or not. That's why we yearn to have, like, new things more oftentimes than not. Reciprocity in relationships are two or more people holding up the mirror so the other can see how they reflect. And oftentimes people argue about what they did or didn't do, but you can't argue with what you see in the mirror. Mirrors don't hold the space for what you think someone meant by what they said or did. That's what a projector does. I said this in the latest quick take this week. Mirrors reflect and projectors just shoot out shit. Projectors don't want to see their reflection. They just want to tell whoever in the room what they think, take what someone else is saying and make it mean something else, all because they are not comfortable with their reflection and seeing who they are. People push the mirrors away because they can't stand to see themselves acting and lying to themselves and anyone else that will listen. So
writing that down.
Yeah. So
writing that up.
That whole idea to me is just that, like, the reason why you're not going to come healed to a relationship, or that shouldn't be a requirement, is because the reason why we yearn for these relationships is because in a humanistic way, we want to be better. We want to become better. Mm-hmm. That's just, like, regardless if we acknowledge these things or not. And in a relationship, that's exactly what happens. The mirror is being held up. So, and for example, what that means is, you can feel yourself, especially, and if you're lying to yourself, you're going to struggle with this because you're going to always, always, always combat the other person or the other people in the relationships, because now it's their fault that you feel something. That's why when Ayala Van Zandt said, no, you can't, I'm not making you feel anything. That's you. Like, that's what that is. You can't blame someone for how you're feeling. That's a note to yourself, like, okay, wait, why do I feel this way? Why did this make me feel this way when all this person said was something very minute and they didn't even mean it like that for real, but I'm gonna make it mean this because I'm lying to myself and I'm ignoring the mirror. And that's just, it just can get really, really strange in that way. So it's like, just respect the reflection. Yeah. Respect the reflection.
I can dig it.
And
respect the reflection.
Yeah. And the one who is holding up the mirror is the one whose actions are congruent with who they are, whether good or bad. The healer in the healing is the same one who sees their reflection and is also their own mirror and constantly trying to be a better version of themselves.
Yes, so you
don't have to come healed, but you have to come ready to do the work, or the relationship will fail, be one-sided, and not reciprocal.
That's the message. And that's the message.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to do the work.
Yes. That's what you have to come ready for.
Doing the work and then the coming. Work. Now, by all means, work on yourself in order for you to attract.
Mm-hmm.
But once you get that, you have to be open. And that's why you have to be open to life experiences and new things and the better things in life. Like, once you open yourself to opportunities and experiences of all kinds, positive and ones that are better you, things start flowing. But it's like, you have to do the work as well.
Exactly. And I think the reason why we don't come ready to do the work in relationships is because, for one, in our familial relationships, the work is taken for granted. We're family, so it's going to be what it is because we're family, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
When in actuality, we need to be learning how to do the work in relationships. How do I secure my mother and daughter relationship? How do I secure my father-daughter relationship? How do I secure my sibling relationship? Mm-hmm. What does that look like? What do they trigger? What about these people is imbalanced. Like, what is going on here? And when that is a part of the home, that's when we acknowledge coming ready to work without going through this whole journey or whatever. Because when we're growing up as kids, I've never heard the idea of working on a relationship for real outside of an intimate relationship. Like, yeah, that term, it's not used. Like, we may do fun stuff, we may laugh, we may have game nights, we may have family dinners, we may do whatever, but mm-hmm. everything isn't ice cream and cake.
Wow, that's crazy. Me and Taryn was just talking about how we disagree, but like we kind of like respect each other disagreeing, and that's why like we don't get into it, or we don't fall out about disagreeing like we have with other people and stuff like that. Is because that, again, in our relationships, love isn't enough. You have to like the person. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you have to actually like the person in order to do continuous healing and continuous growing.
Yeah.
If you're not, I promise, love ain't enough.
Mm-mm, it's never going to be enough. And I've been saying that since I was in high school, telling my friends that are in these relationships, child, love ain't enough. I've always been a little old school. Always. I've always had this, I've always been a vessel of wisdom. So like, and beyond my years, without even having to experience some stuff all the time. And I get that from my mom. My mama's, like, I just take the gems. My mama is, if you know my mama, you know, that is a resourceful woman. She got the connections, the wisdom, the whatever. If you need a good piece of advice, you need to figure out where they, how to do the food stamp, vitamins with the, I don't care. Need some paste up,
girl.
She know folks in high and low places, okay, and the ones up in between, like, so
okay,
that's where I kind of get this ability to like just know some stuff, and you know, just from experience and seeing her and like how she talks and what advice she's giving to, you know, her folks and friends and whoever held my friends and things right. like that. So but yeah, the work has to be done, and if you're listening to this, start putting the effort into doing the work in relationships. Bring that into your home, because that's like the most sacred place that you can bring that into and teach your kids that, and they will develop healthy relationships so much easier. Mm-hmm. They will see and believe the picture that people paint. They will literally just have and be able to foster healthier relationships, because they know what it looks like for someone to work in the relationship just as much as they are.
And that's what they'll reciprocity. Attract, because they'll be trying to work. So they'll attract, it starts at home.
Foster that healing. Yeah, so speaking of, one of the questions that I asked myself before this podcast is, are intimate relationships supposed to be the end all be all? And what that means is, like, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. Is that the one thing we should strive for, and wow, we got it, yay. Is that the best thing in life? You know, like, does it have to be that way? My opinion, for some people, yes. For others, no. Like, I just really don't think so. Like, I think people are here, again, to be mirrors. We are here to help ourselves and others in the healing journey of life. Sometimes people's purpose in life can be to help you become the real you. Sometimes that person can be an intimate partner, someone you plan to spend the rest of your life with, or someone you actually spend your life with. I think we can undo the healing process and the beautiful journey by staying too long with someone, or by trying to make your relationship be the societal norm. Your relationship can be untraditional. Your life partner doesn't have to be the person you spend every day or night with. It can be the person you live or storage with. You don't even have to live together or get married or anything. What you have to do is respect one another in the parameters of the type of relationship you agree on, and discuss when you feel it evolving to something that is different than that. To me, the only end all be all in life is death. Everything else should evolve and grow, and only lack negativity in looking one way. Yeah. But yeah, that's my spiel about
relationships. Should not be the end all be all. And if we being all the way 100, a relationship is not the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
I mean, to some
people. For some people, yeah. But it doesn't have to be that way.
It should. I feel like it shouldn't be that way because it's like, is that the only thing you're striving for?
Yeah.
It's like just, you have people who really wait till they find somebody to move out from with their parents and stuff like that, like just for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. And you like can do it yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Like
work on yourself.
Man, it's relationships are different. That's why people are like in polyamorous relationships or something. Like they do the poly thing or like whatever, or just stay single or whatever, because there should be nothing in life that stops you from experiencing life, you know? Mm-hmm. And, but the thing is, we yearn people, we yearn experience. That's just in our nature. We want something new. We like this new thing. We just, whatever the case may be, that's what life is about for us humans. So a lot of us are going to strive to be in a stereotypical traditional relationship that is never frowned upon. And if you do it this way, it's going to be frowned upon, because if you're in a relationship, aren't you supposed to do this and
yeah,
and get married and live here together and do this and never talk to anyone else or have a friend? Like, it's,
yeah,
there's so many ways to be in a committed relationship.
So many
you
ways.
Make the rules, like relationships evolve. You as a person, like if you're somebody who's evolving and you're evolving away from a person that is constrained of a relationship, then obviously the relationship, it's not, it doesn't mean that you're with the bad person. It just means that our relationship is looking different now. Yeah. It's okay for these things to partake and move around and do these different things, yes, because we are what? We're healing and evolving forever. Yes. So the relationship may be ground level.
Yes. And it's like when it looks different, and if you still want to be there and you still want to continue to experience and you still want to heal and grow in this direction, now it's time to learn how to, now it's different. Now we have to have a different approach.
Yeah.
And now this is when communication is key.
Yeah. You might be, it might be a distance part of your relationship. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're on this journey of our relationship starting to look very different than what it was at
and
one
what
point.
It's been looking,
exactly. And it's like, it's just shifting. Yeah. Like I literally can see.
And it's because we're growing.
Exactly. Like I can see our relationship. I feel like we're going into like a distance part, like not in a sense of we talked about this before,
yeah,
like
yeah. Not in a
like,
sense of
like one person is living
or,
this nomadic
or,
lifestyle, this yes. person is here, like we may not be in the same state, like kind of
yes.
like people who are truck drivers, married truck drivers, live this similar lifestyle, like you're gone for so long, you come back for this, have fun, you're gone for so long, but
and guess what? It took us,
man.
It took us, we 6 years this year. It took us all this time to even get to the point. It took us to all this time to even get to the point where we feel like, where I'm feeling like, oh, I do want to do this. Or, and these like, oh my God, me too. I've been, but we didn't even know how to communicate it to each other because
yes.
we didn't grow yet in the ways
in
that we
way
needed
that,
to grow.
That made so this like, be possible. Still in a relationship.
Yes.
Like you can still have fun by yourself with your friends. Like,
yeah.
Like you can still, there's honestly, there's so much you can do and have a good time that isn't stepping on your partner's toes or degrading yourself or your, like, there's so many different ways
hold
and
on,
avenues.
Hold on. And if it is, that's something that they need to self-reflect on. Because
mm-hmm.
if me wanting to travel makes D feel some type of way, why do you feel like
mirror?
Why is it a reason that
come
I can't travel? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like, it shouldn't
it's a
be
mirror.
Like that.
It's a mirror. So, and really, and seeing, like, and I've been in that position where it's like, and I'm very good at knowing my why. I know exactly why
I said
something.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly why I feel this way. I know exactly why I looks at that mirror, okay?
Yeah.
I'm looking, because sometimes I don't even like feeling like this, but it's like my body is doing this thing. Why are we doing this right now? That's why. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to keep doing this because there's something that's exactly. I'm very good at knowing my why. So it's true. Like, you and have to
I gotta give some gratitude to my relationship because we have come so far. Yes. And we really have done the work and we're doing the work. We're continuing to do the work. And we are always students. Like, we always learning new things about each other, about ourselves. 100% about myself. I'm learning more and more. D is learning more about me. Like, I'm learning more about D. Yeah. Like, it's just...
And becoming new people, like,
yes,
just like I said, it doesn't have, no relationship has to be stereotypical. It doesn't have to be the end all be all. And then now you just can't change and explore and evolve. Like, you can evolve out of a relationship. Reroute the relationship.
Exactly.
Change the way it looks.
Yeah, like, because we untraditional. We ain't none about us traditional. And it's so crazy. We laugh a lot because... something to come up about relationships and stuff, and we just have to kiki because we not traditional at all.
Yeah, I really like that because, like I said,
we are ourselves.
Yeah, people stay in relationships too long sometimes, or the type of relationship that it is too long, and that's when the arguing and the bickering comes. Because sometimes, literally, some people are here to show you who you really are. Help you on this journey so much here. Now it's time for us to part ways. Or now it's time for our relationship to look different.
That's how they be like.
That's just how it is.
I've been married 29 years and I lost myself. I don't even know myself. I used to do this. I used to do that. I used to go out with my friends. I used to have friends.
Ain't nothing wrong with having a good time.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm not worried about who hit on her, who she hit on.
Because guess what? Every day of life, one of us is getting hit on. If not, both of us.
And if somebody is fine, they fine.
You compliment people. It's
if I'm digging the conversation, shit, I'm digging the conversation.
D is not mine. I am not hers.
And that's another thing.
We are here to experience each other, but that is the topic for a whole nother combo.
Right, that's like the next part of... how you work on what needs to be healed. Because, and I will say this about relationships. I feel like if you're somebody that's in an intimate relationship, and this is kind of like mind blowing because I thought about this earlier, there is a part of us who want to be in relationships that want to be liked so much that we are held to a constraint, or we are captive. We're held captive in a relationship to a certain point, especially if it's like the traditional way. You are holding someone captive and someone is holding you captive. So wrap your mind around, why do I want to be held captive to this person? That's a real reflection. There's a think about it.
No, for real.
Think about it. It's like
it's
almost like narcissistic, to be completely honest. Like, why do I want to be liked so much that I want to be held captive by this person? I want to hold them captive. That's strange.
And that's how tradition stuff feels after so long.
It's strange. That's why you have to evolve. Like, you really shouldn't be held captive to anything. Literally, we're not even held captive to life. Like, death is inevitable. So, yeah, that's something to think about. Meditate on that. Why do I want to be held captive? And why do I want that? Is that an excuse to stop me from evolving? Is that an excuse for me to be stagnant in my life? Like, what is it that I want this so bad? Like, that's mind-blowing. I thought about that today in the sun. Shout out to the sun for that upload. Uh-huh.
That was the sun that is bigger.
So yeah, healing is a journey, just as life is. That's really all I gotta say about that. You have any other
Baby, you ended that. The right word needs to be ended.
Boom. Like, what type of boom. That table. Man, but yes, speaking of like the retrograde from earlier when we first started, if you want to know like specific stuff about like your zodiac sign and stuff like that, go to Hindustan. I think that's how you say it, Hindustan Times. And the link is going to be in this episode description. So go there, and they have like the specific for your zodiac sign, like kind of what to look out for, you know, whatever. I like little stuff like that. And most of them say something about your technology may be messing up or something like that, because that's just what's going on. So yeah, that's a pretty good site. I like kind of like, they have other news on there too. So it's not just like a astrology site. It's like kind of, you know, news. It's just news in general. But so to one of my favorite parts of the podcast, let's talk about our favorite things of the month. Favorite. So what you got? What and like with the book, it can be like book, podcast, article, source, whatever.
It's so, crazy because on mine I had wrote, you know, like I jotted it down, but it's a book. I'm gonna go with podcast.
Okay.
So where we starting at? Book?
Yeah.
Okay, so like I just said, podcast. I just discovered, well, I didn't just, because I downloaded it maybe like 2 months ago, but I'm just now listening to it yesterday. It's a podcast called Your Own Magic by Raquel Mantra. And it's really good. Soon as I turned it on, it literally started talking about a conversation me and Taryn had just had.
Wow.
So that's a goodie. And yeah, no, that's enough, because I already be putting them on my podcast.
Okay. Well, one of the podcasts that I'm always listening to, it's a sports podcast, The Pivot. I love The Pivot.
Yeah,
I love the men on The Pivot. Like, it's just, they make all conversations like good. Like, I can just literally listen to them talk about anything. It's also another one with Stack and Matt Barnes, All the Smoke. Also a sports podcast, but they don't just like only talk about sports. They have people who play sports, or sometimes it's like different music artists or whatever, but, and they just talk about life, and then they add in like a little a sports aspect or whatever. But those are some pretty good podcasts just for some perspective. They talk about real life stuff or whatever. So those are my two podcasts for the
I can get with The Pivot. I can they're pretty cool.
You would really enjoy the Floyd Mayweather one. Yeah, you would really enjoy the Floyd Mayweather one for sure. But yeah, he just on there, I guess, like talking.
On somebody else's podcast?
The Pivot. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about I would enjoy the episode. I thought you were saying he had a pod.
Oh, no. I don't think he does. That would be interesting, though.
Really wouldn't.
You don't like Floyd Mayweather?
He just can't.
He just be doing too much.
A whole podcast and be a host. He can.
Yes.
God. I'm sorry, but
we can move on to the drink. What's the drink?
Oh, my drink is mushroom tea. Has been my theme.
Yes.
Okay. I've been on mushroom tea. Been adding me some different things in it: lemon, ginger, banana cream. Making me a little banana cream. Just really experimenting.
Yes, and my drink is scotch. What we're drinking right now. My dry month is over, and I did really good.
You did.
I think I did like 28 days. That's amazing.
29
days. Amazing. So
yeah, that's really good. Proud of you.
Thank you.
I already told you that, but yeah.
Food.
And I actually drank my last pack of mushroom tea today, so I need to get more. Food. Ramen is my fave.
That's on my list too.
Yes, we've had some good ramen.
That last place,
that's
the place.
Okay, we'll put y'all on. I'm not gonna gatekeep, because I want my girls to get some business and my dudes. It's called Wagamama.
Yes,
in Dallas. I think like off Harry Hines, but not that Harry Hines.
Yeah.
The Harry Hines that runs downtown area. So
yeah, Wagamama is really good.
It's
that's
really
like
good.
And yeah, I'm gotta go back.
We had a 3-4 course meal.
It was three.
Yeah, we had a 3-course meal. We had appetizer, entree, and dessert.
So good.
It was so
good.
And
ate all of it. Y'all didn't leave a crumb.
We didn't leave a crumb. Mm. Yeah, we be on.
Well, yep, there's that. What's your affirmation of the month?
My affirmation is do more things, do new things, and explore life more.
Okay.
That's,
I like that.
That's a word to myself as well.
Yeah. Mine is, I am my best self today and will become a better self tomorrow.
Love that. I actually wrote that, I am my best self today and I'll strive to be better every day. Mm-hmm. I wrote that this morning.
Yes, yes, because it's a great time to do that self work. I mean, you will love the other side of this retrograde if you really do that inner work. Promise. Mm-hmm. Promise. What about song?
I'm actually, like, as far as like playing music myself this month, I'm taking it easy and like I haven't actually played music in my car.
Okay.
The month is only, we're only 3 days in, but I haven't played. But Big X the plug, mm-hmm. I've been on them.
Yeah,
I've been on them. And shout out to Cal. Mm-hmm. Shout out to X.
Yeah, I heard that. My song is an album, and the album is Cowboy Card.
Girl.
Okay. Let me tell y'all something. I will be writing a review. Check it out on the website.
Hey, Tori.
And.
Hey, Libby.
Ooh-wee, y'all. Cowboy Carter is a really good album. Like, and then I just want to say the movement that has, that Beyonce has inspired everybody else to do as far as the Black cowboy culture being finally recognized over throughout the like country music, they don't recognize us
at all. Started with Beyonce doing
Cowboy Carter. Yes, Black artists weren't getting love on the country music stations or at the CMAs Black cowboys that we know about. Mm-hmm. They're not recognized. We know it because we're Black. The world don't be, they be looking down at the Black cowboy culture. Like the, what's the trail rides and stuff we be going on? We know because we're aware of that, but don't nobody be showing love to us for real like that. Not when it comes to that, because they think it's white. It's white. It's westernized. So it's just white cowboys, this and that. They don't look at that. And here lately, like people, they're streaming, like Black artists, country artists, their streaming numbers have went crazy because they were featured on the album. And now everybody is like, looking at all these different Black country artists. Facts. Yeah. These are facts. Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. And speaking of that little cultural spill, we have to stop being so like closed in about what really is, because there's nothing on this earth in general, y'all, that isn't by Black people. Like we started we started so much stuff. And I'm glad this came up because Russia opened up them vaults and showed the real original pictures and paintings of all the Black people that's really in the Bible and what it's about, and revealing Black Jesus. That's like, also, that's something that we know because we're aware, culturally aware, we know Jesus is Black. The world don't recognize Black Jesus. They recognize a white version that was created because how everything is constructed of being white. So, and what's his name, like, spoke out about that, like, you know, he said, we revealed this and this is the truth and pop 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 pop. See, while the Diddy stuff was going on and Dan Schneider, that's what was being revealed. See, they want you to keep, they want to keep you distracted.
Be a distraction.
For real, they really want you to be distracted, but we have to be the ones that put us on. We really got to put us on and be aware of our Blackness, other people's Blackness, and the culture that Black is. We all come from it. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
But yeah, that's that. That's the episode. Time for us to check out.
I started at a 15. My hair's still intact. I still look good. So I'm ending at a 15.
I heard that.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. I'm still a 9. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I started at a 9. I'm still a 9. Still feeling good.
I feel you.
Yeah, still chilling. I'm still chilling. I'm vibing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, thanks. But yeah, that's it. That's all, y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease. Win the day, because the day is for sure already won.
Hello.
Peace.
Come from within, you versus you, gotta focus the lens. Standing on 10, back at it again. If you take a L, take it to the chin. It's in my walk, it's in my talk. Look in my eye and they see I'm a dog. Big body monster ain't never too small. If you can't walk, better learn how to crawl. I don't know about them, but I know about me. I don't never take L's when I wake up my feet. Start the day up by brushing my teeth. Say a prayer and it's time to go eat. Winning the day every day. If you ain't winning, fuck out my way. You know what it take to be great. Apply the pressure, then gon' start off by winning the day. Winning the day, I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. I'm winning the day. Yeah, I'm winning the day. 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 I'm winning the day.